We have with us today Father Philemon Patitsas, the pastor of St. Catherine Greek Orthodox Church in Naples, Florida, to speak with us about their Christian Rights and Freedom Symposium on March 14, 2015. Joining him is Dr. Harry Dimopoulos, one of the co-chairs of the event. Hello, Father Phil. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to hear your voice, Father Chris, and it's wonderful to be with you.
We've spoken in the past about this issue, and I know it's something very dear to your heart. So let's ask the very basic beginning question. Who is organizing this event?
I think that's a question that would be better answered by Mr. Dimopoulos.
Okay, let's go to him.
I'm just going to pass it on over to him.
Let me answer that question number one. What I'd like to do is start with and tell you that on March 29th of last year, the 2014, our parish was blessed to celebrate the burning of our mortgage, which was the culmination of approximately a 10-year journey to establish Christian Orthodoxy here in Naples. As we prepared for that wonderful event, we began to reflect on the question, obvious question, of course, of what is next? Why do we exist? And we quickly concluded that we should develop a roadmap for the next phase of our parish, which encompassed our divine calling in the world by, you know, being and sharing the light and life of Christ in all that we do. We therefore put together a list of 9 major initiatives that would become the driving force of all our initiatives going forward. And we established one such ministry, which we call the Christian Rights and Freedom Ministry, just last September as a means of implementing 4 of the 9 major initiatives. And these 4 initiatives we're focusing on are, number one, defend Christian rights and freedom throughout the world. Number two, restore Hagia Sophia as a place of Christian worship and reopen the Halki Theological Seminary. Number three, highlight the oppression of Christians in Turkey and the Middle East where Christianity was born. And number four, collaborate with Trinitarian worshiping churches in the Naples area and throughout Southwest Florida, for that matter. So as we evaluated our strengths and weaknesses as a parish, we realized that we had a great many archons in our community. And we reached out to them. As you know, they're the guardians of the ecumenical patriarchate. And we inquired as to their interest in co-sponsoring a National Religious Freedom Conference. After discussing that possibility with the regional commander of the Archons, Archon John Skirtis, you may know of Miami, we then approached Dr. Anthony Limerakis, the national commander, at the most recent Clergy Lady Assembly in Philadelphia. Our first annual National Religious Freedom Symposium will occur on March 14, 2015. And it is, as you saw, the culmination of many months of planning at St. Catherine and with our ministry, the Christian Rights and Freedom Ministry, mm-hmm. and together jointly with the Archons under the leadership of John Skirtis. More recently, we are delighted to have added the Orthodox Christian Network as a major player in promoting our agenda.
And we're happy to do that, Harry. We're very, very happy and honored to work alongside with you. I wonder if I could ask Father Philemon a question.
Yes, sir.
Father Philemon, I understand there are 2 presentations. The first will be Dr. Anthony Limbarakis, the Archon, and Archon, of course, the national commander of the Archons. What can participants expect to hear from a man of the stature of Dr. Limbarakis?
Well, first of all, as the national commander of the Order of St. Andrew the Apostles, he's certainly most adept at representing the plight of the ecumenical patriarchate worldwide. Mm-hmm. The second speaker being Father Fouad Saba, as the dean of the St. George Antiochian Orthodox Cathedral in Coral Gable, Florida, is a person of Palestinian Orthodox Christian ancestry. And Father Saba was raised in Lebanon and in Chicago, Illinois. He's an inspiring speaker and a well-known biblical scholar. And so they were both natural choices for our symposium. Mm-hmm. Both of these persons will be highlighting the plight of the persecuted Christians. But to speak a little bit more specifically, in the case of Dr. Anthony, his keynote address is entitled Christianity Under Attack, The Plight of the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Defense of the Persecuted Christians. And Father Saba's keynote title is Living the Word of God as Persecuted Christians. And I'm very happy to say that the attendees can also expect to receive a very clear call to action in my closing remarks on behalf of the Christian Rights and Freedom Ministry. Some of the elements of this call to action, which have both an internal and an external component, will include, number one, preserving our Christian identity. Number two, organizing ourselves for success. Number three, educating ourselves and others. Four, dialoguing with the public. Five, standing up for ourselves. Six, investing in the cause. In each of these, we put considerable thought into the details, which we'll offer on the 14th of March, and I would be happy to, if you would like, say something further about them even now.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Just give us a little bit about each one, because they sound, what I'm loving about this, it's not just a normal conference where you come and you talk and everybody leaves and you seriously usually does nothing. You're actually calling them to action. So please go into a little bit on each of those.
Yes, we are. And we think of this as peeling back the onion. So we've given you the first top line goal and just going to the second level on number one, preserving our Christian identity. We're saying that we need to revitalize our own faith by attending church, by praying, fasting, and giving alms on behalf of the persecuted Christians of the world. And this, you know, Lenten season is a perfect time to do that. Knowing our faith, knowing who we are, and communicating that to others. Number two, on the organizing ourselves for success, we mean by establishing Christian rights and freedom ministries in all Judeo-Christian communities across America. Three, on the educating ourselves and others, knowledge is power. We all know that. Certainly the Greek-American community is one of the most educated that you'll find in the States. By staying abreast of current events, studying the history of our faith in the region and its relevance to us today, and communicating internally and externally with Christians and non-Christians. Fourth, on dialoguing with the public, too often we are rightfully accused of not communicating who we are and what we stand for. It is time for us to do so. So that means knowing our local editors, the press, certainly working with OCN, and creating events like we've done here at St. Catherine. We have more than 20 events this year through Christian Rights and Freedom of speakers and movies where we're, you know, bringing our parish and people in the greater Naples area together. Five, on standing up for ourselves. When we are attacked by and certainly confronted with evil as Christians, we need to react. This, of course, includes grassroots efforts and certainly communicating with our representatives in state and federal government. It means communicating with the press, signing appropriate petitions, advocating for economic sanctions, if that makes sense. Certainly exercising our freedom of assembly, boycotting the producers or products that may be underwriting radical extremism and terrorism, such as oil produced by certain member states, and advocating energy self-sufficiency for our country. And, of course, alternative energy sourcing options, withholding foreign aid and military assistance to countries that are not aligned with our national interest.
Okay.
And then finally, on the question of investing in the cause by giving money to organizations which help the oppressed and promote the preservation of Western culture and our Orthodox Christian values, and investing in parish infrastructure that will make it possible for us to do all of these things. On the day of the event, Father Chris, we're going to have a specific list of organizations and websites where people can go there so they can be in touch with their representatives and follow up on that third level of peeling back the onion on specifically what to do. And that's where we are thus far.
Okay. Let's talk about the event. It's not going to be streamed live, however, but what are you planning to do with this content?
Well, we're going to record it, and as we have been advised by the wonderful Nick Maverick of OCN, that it's important that we get the message out, and we republish and republish again.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
We're going to record it, and we're going to certainly post the event online in multiple different forums, including the Orthodox Christian Network, the St. Catherine website, on Facebook, on YouTube, and other social networking websites. In light of the tremendous interest and response that has been generated online so far with OCN's Facebook site, certainly this symposium has been receiving a lot of attention. We've had more than several thousand hits and, you know, hundreds of comments and more than 600 shares thus far. So we're confident that this event will generate even more interest in the weeks and months to follow the actual event.
Okay, tell us, please, in closing, maybe Harry can do this, where do they call? How do they get more information?
The best way to do that is to just call Carol Demopoulos. She's handling the registration, and she may be reached by phone at 484-241-1577 or by email at Carol, C-A-R-O-L, 10, the number 10, point 4, at comcast.net. The hall that we will be hosting the event in can host about 275 people, and we do have an overflow room that will then be able to accommodate another 50. We're so far finding, Father Chris, the response has been quite brisk, and those seats are filling up quickly.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we hope for the best. We'll be praying for you and obviously looking to hear and see what happens at this conference. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you so much, Father Chris, and thank you for all that you do for us at OCN.